Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Forgive Me would not be possible without our generous parishioners. We'd like to thank Michael Volo for his donation to our annual St. Patrick's Community Toy Drive. We're not sure the kids will quite have the level of enthusiasm for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers that you do, but the sentiment is still extremely appreciated. We'd like to thank Linda Wagner and Barry Ginsburg for hosting our first ever interfaith folk sing-along with the local synagogue. You might not think Hebrew, Latin, and banjo would blend well, and well, you'd mostly be right. But I'm told everyone had a lovely, lovely time. Become a part of our community over at patreon.com/roguedialogue.
So glad you were able to join us this evening. Give the man some space, David.
Goodness me, you are a lot of pig. Do you like to be shown a bit of love?
He certainly does, Father.
Oh, can I take your coat?
Who's a good boy? Oh, who's a good boy? David, yes, you are. Oh, yes, of course.
You try to tell these two that November is too early to start playing nothing but Christmas music.
Come on, Mom. You know it's never too early to get in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, Dar, I've got to think that the Father's probably with us on this one, it being Jesus' birthday and all that.
I hate to break it to you, but I'm with Darla. You're a week too early in my book.
Ha! See? I told you it wasn't just me.
The Lord knows I love a good bit of Christmas music as much as the next guy, but I've always said that December 1st is the right day to start.
Huh. Weird. Well, come in, please. Let's stop hanging around the doorway. There's snacks in the living room and drinks in the cooler if you're thirsty.
I actually brought a bottle of red since Emily insisted there was nothing else I could bring.
Oh, you didn't have to do that, sweetie. We're just so happy you chose to spend the afternoon with us. I'm sure you've gotten a lot of offers.
And all of them good ones. And yet you picked us. We're so honored, Ben.
You're far too kind. And maybe overestimating how beloved I am among the congregation.
Nonsense. Everyone in this town loves you.
If only that were true.
Come here, David.
She's so cute. This is their first time hosting, and they just wanted to make sure everything was perfect.
Well, it smells absolutely incredible in here. I'm sure everything is going to be delicious.
Well, every time I try to help her, she tells me I'm hovering and kicks me out of the kitchen.
I'm sure she's just excited to be giving you a break for once.
That, or she secretly hates my stuffing.
I grabbed a cold one for you. I hope that wasn't too presumptuous. I can certainly open this bottle if you'd prefer.
No, a beer's just perfect.
That reminds me. There's something I was forgetting.
You two seem to be getting along rather swimmingly.
That's because I figured out the secret.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Cannibalism.
Excuse me?
David loves eating pig products. Here, watch this. Come here, David. Circles, David. That's a good boy. Now sit and enjoy this piece of salami.
Works like a charm every time. Just gotta get used to the farts.
Well, I'm just glad you found something that works for the both of you.
All right, you two, dinner's ready.
Keep the salami between us, okay? Emily thinks it's barbaric.
Your secret, unfortunately, is safe with me.
Now, are you sure we've got everything, Dan?
Positive.
Everything looks amazing, honey.
I agree, Emily. You've really outdone yourself here.
Oh, you're too kind to say, Father. It was nothing.
Yeah, right. You've been agonizing over this meal for weeks.
Tom?
Yes?
Don't you think we should all say grace before we start?
Grace? Oh, yes! Grace, of course. What was I thinking?
You don't have to do that on my account. Truly, I just appreciate the warm meal among good friends. The Lord knows we're all mighty thankful for that. Please, everyone, dig in.
Who could that be?
I don't know, Mom. It was only supposed to be the bunch of us. Unless Richard's decided to show up.
No. I told you both that bringing him around to meet my family after only two dates is far too soon. I'll just go check and see.
Richard?
Match.com.
Ah, say no more.
I'm coming. Oh, it's you.
Mom?
It was nobody. A telemarketer.
Wait, what?
Mom?
I guess he won't just go away, even if I pray for it, will he, Father?
Excuse me?
Tom, go get the door.
I'm kind of busy at the moment.
Okay, then.
Wasn't really necessary, was it, dear?
Seemed necessary to me.
Your Honor, it's been a while.
Yes, and I'm assuming you share no responsibility in the fact that I'm not welcome among my own family.
Stop being an asshole, Dad. Tom's the only one here who thought we should still invite you.
A too, Father.
Joe, are you sure this is really the best place for you to be right now?
Yeah, where's your Jezebel?
Let's see, is at her mother's. Thank you very much for asking.
Oh, so you're not welcome there either?
No, of course I was. I just thought it was important I didn't miss out on my daughter's first Thanksgiving. I see there's no place for me.
Oh, here, take my place. There are other homes I promised to visit today.
That's nonsense, Father. You just got here.
Besides, you were invited. Unlike him.
But, I mean, what else should we have expected? This man has never been one to respect other people's decisions.
That's rich, coming from you. The woman who stopped my own daughter from coming to her father's wedding.
Yeah, like she ever would have gone to that farce.
No, you stay right where you are, Father Ben. Tom will move over and make room for my dad. Won't he?
I will. Okay, then.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I see you didn't wait to carve the turkey until I got here, and you let him butcher it like that. You gave him my seat. It sure feels great to be so efficiently erased.
Well, no. You weren't invited, so we didn't wait for you. And for your information, I carved this bird myself.
Why am I not surprised?
Expecting the privilege to do things like sit at the head of the table and handle the big knife, even though you didn't do shit to help cook the meal, is kind of pathetic. Don't you think, Father?
I'd really rather not get involved.
It sounds kind of pathetic to me.
Nobody asked you, Tom.
Noted.
Here, David. Just take the food, David.
Are you seriously feeding him table scraps? No wonder it looks like such a sty around here.
David's a part of this family, Joe. We're happy to share what we have with him.
My God, Father. Would you look at this place? They're living among literal barn animals. And they wonder why I thought this jackass didn't deserve my daughter.
You lost the privilege of having an opinion when you left.
Left? I didn't leave. You forced me out. Do you know how lonely it was after you stopped speaking to me?
There were other ways you could have addressed that than sleeping around, Joe.
Hardly.
None of that even matters anymore. You made your bed. Now you've got to be okay with lying in it.
That's not fair. Losing you, that's one thing. That's something I never wanted, but I can respect. But losing her.
Maybe you should have thought about that then.
No. Mom, you don't have to do that anymore.
What?
You don't have to defend me anymore. I can defend myself.
But honey, I don't need you to fight my battles for me.
She's certainly been doing a good job of it, as it is.
No! Dad, I haven't been fighting Mom's battles. I didn't stop speaking to you because of your infidelity or your shotgun wedding or your barely masked disdain for the man I love. I didn't forget to invite you to our first Thanksgiving because either of them have poisoned me against you, although I'm sure that's what you're telling anyone who will listen. I didn't invite you because you made it abundantly clear a long time ago that you don't agree with the life I'm building for myself. So why should I let you keep being a part of it?
Because I gave you that life in the first place.
Oh, I hardly call three quick pumps at an early night of sleep giving me life when Mom's the one who had to carry me around in her belly for 9 months. Not to mention spend most of her time raising me after that.
See, I told you she turned against me. You may think that's not what's going on here, but I'm not stupid.
Yes.
I know your mother's words when I hear them.
You'll be here in how long? Thanks so much.
Joe, I think you and I both know that now might be a good time for you to leave.
But I've barely gotten anything to eat.
I'd be happy to make you a doggy bag.
Nope, I'm not going anywhere.
Yes, Dad, you are. I wasn't going to say anything about this, but you're obviously drunk and you need to go sleep it off.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I was kind enough to make you a plate. Even though you knew full well why you weren't welcome here today, of all days. And you've more than proven my instincts to be right. I am asking you, politely, to leave. Don't make me ask again.
Fine, is Tim gonna get me a Tupperware?
It's Tom, Your Honor.
Oh, he knows that, dear. And no, Joe, Tom will not be getting you a Tupperware.
Leftovers are for guests.
Mm-mm. Wait.
What? What could you possibly have to say to me now?
Oh, nothing other than you better hand me your keys right now.
But how the hell else do you expect me to get home?
I called you a cab. Your keys will be in the mailbox in the morning.
Don't take that as an invitation to come back and apologize.
I have nothing to apologize for.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that, bud.
You better not give him anything else to eat. Don't think I haven't noticed you sneaking him treats all day.
But who else is gonna tell him he's such a good boy?
Father, gosh, I am so, so sorry that you had to see that. Things aren't usually so crazy around here.
Please, don't apologize. There's a lot to be thankful for at this time of year, but it's also a time for tensions to run hot. I'm used to it. I promise, it's not even the most eventful meal I've been to in my life.
You are too kind.
Seriously, Padre, you don't have to bullshit us. We know we can be a real shit show.
Hand to God, I'd never lie. Now, could somebody please pass the cranberry sauce? I do not know what you do to make it so perfectly, but I cannot get enough.
Father, you're here just in time for game two.
Bill, thank you so much for having me. Clem hasn't been giving you too much trouble, I hope?
No need to speak about me as if I'm not here, Benji.
Clem's behaved plenty. No worries. Honestly, it's been a pretty great day. We just ordered some Boston Market and watched football.
Not gonna lie, I'm jealous.
That bad, Benji?
I've been to worse.
I told you, never promise yourself to multiple family meals on Thanksgiving in this town. It just isn't worth the heartburn.
Yeah, keep that in mind for next year, I guess.
Can I get you anything else?
No, this is perfect. Where's Shannon this year?
Off meeting Jenna's family. She called earlier. Seems happy.
That's wonderful. I knew there was something more going on with those two before they did.
Yeah. They're good for each other. Guys?
Yeah?
Thanks for coming over. It helps.
Anytime.
Forgive Me is a Rogue Dialogue production. This episode was written and directed by
Bob Ramunda
and
Jack Marone.
Here's our cast in order of appearance.
Derek Powell, Tom,
Casey Callahan, Father Ben,
Caroline Minx, Emily, Sarah Ray Werner, Darla,
Michael Larkin, Justice Walters,
David S. Deer, Bill,
Josh Urbino,
Father Clem.
Script editing by
Jordan Stillman.
Dialogue editing by
Bob Ramunda.
Sound design, score, and mixing by me, Adam Ramunda. With additional help from
Newton Shuttlecotty.
All of the graphic design comes from
Sam Twardy.
Find out what we're up to by following at Forgive Me Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now, normally I would go off into a spiel about how you should rate our show on podcast players and maybe that we have some ads now, and we have a survey that's out at fableandfolly.com/survey. But instead of going over all of those details, I just want to say thank you to all of you if you're listening to this show right now. It really means the world to us. We've had so many people reach out with just extremely kind words about our show, and we're so grateful that you spend a little bit of time with us for these episodes, because we put a lot of work into them, and without all of your kind words and support, it would mean a whole heck of a lot less. So thank you so much. This time of year can be weird and hard, but
it can also be wonderful and joyous and filled with love if you surround yourself with the right people. And we're super thankful to be surrounded by all of you, and we hope that this time of year treats you well. We'll be back soon with another episode. It is a super funny one that I'm so excited to share with you. I think you're gonna love it. So we'll see you soon. Bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live-action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
Just go.
I'm Myrna.
Grant checking in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
Grant, I
need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We'll look for us.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't. No.
Facing Fate, Black Knight, available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.